This is a story about 16-year-old Maisie Mae Jackson, called Abandoned, by Stephanie McGregor. I must have hiked through those Carolina woods 100 times and never saw it. When I cut across the old Murphy farm fields, trying to get to the slip road down by the hollow, it appeared. I felt it watching me run, so I stopped. The house sat at the edge of the woodline, camouflaged by tall, fat spruce trees. There was something about it that drew me in even then. All the windows on the ground floor were covered over with plywood. Someone must have given up halfway through doing the upstairs, though, because there was a stack of weatherboards lying on the roof of the porch. Like spider's eyes, those upstairs windows shone back at me all black and shiny, reflecting the outside and not even giving me a hint of what was inside. The remains of a garden lingered around back, not knowing whether it was coming or going. It had long since outgrown itself to the point where you couldn't tell where the garden ended and the undergrowth of the woods began. There was an ivy-covered outbuilding behind the house that could have been a garage, but even though I squinted, I still couldn't tell. When I looked back, the house resonated with silence, almost like it wanted to tell me something but couldn't. Everything about it whispered the ghosts of secrets and a life long past its sell-by date. It stood in an animated sort of suspension, staring down at me with intent. It was not what I saw with my eyes that sent chills through me, though. An image of a future me burst into my mind, like some psychic mirage. There was a flash, and then I saw a still frame of myself in the house looking out. The vision materialized all blurry-edged in my mind. It was as if the house knew I needed it, and I'm still not sure it hadn't just popped up in that moment like this room of requirement that was in the stories I used to read as a kid. For whatever reason it chose to appear to me, then I'm grateful. Thinking about it now fills me with the same hunger. The house is as empty as I am, and there's something so desperately sad about that. It's all I can do, not to run back up there right now and tear the boards off the door. Back at Carol's house, I look out into the darkness from my open bedroom window. Give me a sign, I say, to the night. A muggy southern breeze ruffles my curtains. Carol screams from her bedroom. It's a nightmare, I know, but I rush in anyway, because I know it's my mama's fault she's having them. I stand there watching her fight the bedsheets. Carol, I say. She opens her eyes and sits up. Greta? She asked tenderly, all blurry-eyed and confused. No, it's me, Maisie, I say. Then, as though my voice had brought her back to her senses, she goes right back to being nasty old Carol. What are you doing in here? I thought you were your mother. I thought... She clears her throat. You were having a nightmare. I damn well know that. It's no business of yours anyway. What do people say if they saw you here with her gone?